This is the Married Man Show with Married Man Jack.
Married Man
the worst guy, Warm Taffy. And Mr. White. No, it's Jay from a remote location. Dialed in, such a deal. You know, Southwest Airlines. That's all I got to say.
I'm sitting across from Dale and he smells like gas.
I do. And I'm sorry, I got
Because you were concerned, because Dale's normally, if it says 8 o'clock, Dale's here at no later than 8 o'clock.
And honestly, yeah,
I was stressed
over here, and you can ask Colleen, like, I was running around making sure I was Skyping, like, hitting the Skype button at 8 o'clock, because I didn't want to hear, I didn't want to get flack from Dale.
I was over in North Raleigh at Kim's house, and I left her house at 7:30, plenty of time to get here. I come 5:40 the back way. I go past several gas stations.
You like going the back way, right?
Well, yeah, I like the back way. Okay. Yeah, I like that. Like that poop shoot. Okay. Anyways, I'm getting right coming up to, I don't know what your street's called right there. Is it Headingham? Cross street
by the
gas and
station?
New Bern? And there's $1.65 Shell station.
Yeah.
And I prefer Shell gasoline because that has a lot less of the 10% ethanol or whatever crap. They don't put it in there. And I like paying just $1.65 instead of $1.75, which is over on North Raleigh. I run out of gas as I'm coming up to the light, so I had to pull into the church parking lot, walk across the street. I get the little dollar gas can. It's literally, it's 1 gallon, but it's not a dollar gas can. No, it's $11.50.
They got you.
And then they get,
So
I'm like,
if you would have filled up at Kimmy's on the North Raleigh, it would cost you $1.15 more, right?
Well, it would have been $10 more a gallon, 20-gallon tank,
so
$2 more. Yeah.
So you spent $11.50 for a gas can.
I thought I could make it. So, yes, I do smell like gasoline. But talk about bending you over. I mean, they got all these gas cans.
But you like that.
But they're not even a 2-gallon or a 3-gallon or even a 5-gallon gas can. It's just 1 gallon. And I'm like, are you effing kidding? And then it's got the childproof.
You can say fucking.
Have you seen the childproof fucking levers on these things?
On the gas cans?
On a gas cap. It's spring loaded, so it comes out the side of the siphon, so you know, it's spill proof kind of bullshit.
Why does that have to be?
I know.
That's like a sippy cup?
Yeah, exactly. What the hell? Do they have kids that are actually filling up, your fucking
probably,
gas tank?
Actually, if we had kids in here that were into sniffing, gas, they'd be all over.
No. I mean, I want
my actually, my problem with like the ethanol gasoline is it doesn't smell as good as it used to. It's kind of a nasty smell.
I want my third world countries, you know, to, you know, make shoes and stitch clothing together, not pump my gas. So it shouldn't have, you know, a childproof
like
lever on a gas can.
Well, that makes sense. Like, what if it's in the garage and the kid gets the gas tank and, like, guzzles down some gasoline?
Good.
Right?
But it's already, you know, sealed from that. They'd have to take the whole cap off, turn it around, and then it's spring-loaded once the fucking funnel's on the end of the gas can. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen, but that's not worth $11.50, but because they're a gas station.
It's not a gas station. It's a convenience store.
Well,
Circle K. They just
attached
have
to
gas.
A gas station.
So
you're right.
It's
you're
a convenience store. So what's the word? What does it have the word? What word is the key word in that?
Yeah, convenience.
Convenience.
Yeah. And my 3 gallon.
If you look at convenience,
I've got a 3 gallon.
Fuck you up the ass.
I got a 3 gallon gas, fucking can at my house, and I got a 5 gallon one in Kimmy's garage.
It's like anytime
full
so
of
you
gas.
Need some milk, you go.
It ain't that 87 cheap ass shit too. It's fucking 93 grade for my motorcycle. So it's like crap. So you know, I got fucked over there.
Get an electric
no big
car.
Deal.
Wait, does your truck have at least like the little digital readout, like how many miles you have left on in your tank or no?
Fuck you, Jay. Yes, it does. It doesn't tell me how many miles I can go. The little yellow light comes on.
I know, but does it go like, you know, 10 miles left, 5 miles left?
No, it doesn't do that. It just gets brighter and brighter.
Because Cindy's car one time, we were at zero.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting at the light. I'm looking across the street at the gas station. I'm all stressed out. Cindy's like, I have to bank down. And I go, it's at zero. It's at zero. We're going to be stuck here in the middle of the street here, and people are going to be honking, get the fuck out of the way. I think we ran out as I coasted. I barely made it up the driveway into the gas tank.
Again, it's one of those sayings where I was trying to be chintzy and pay for cheaper gas, and it nipped me in the butt.
Why didn't you know you were low? Just get like a half gallon of gas.
I always fill up full every time, so I know what kind of mileage I'm getting.
Just get half by the time you drive over here, then you fill it up.
Yeah. Well, at this point, out of the gallon, I probably got a quarter of a gallon on me.
Oh, at least.
With this stupid childproof
funnel. I'm going to have to go to the hospital after this good detox.
It is pretty strong, huh? So,
well,
anyways.
I know we're making fun of Dale for being cheap here, but I've been in his shoes, you know, because I have a BP rewards card, so like it saves you like 3 cents a gallon whenever you go to a BP station. So
yeah,
in situations where I try, like, I'm not near a BP, and I just eke it out just to make sure I can get to a BP so that I get my discount.
Well, I was saying before we recorded, in Hillsboro, their gas is like 10 cents cheaper than here. So I would just fill up after I repped a game. I didn't drive all the way out there to fill up my tank, but I said, I'm going to just fill up my gas out there because it's 10 cents cheaper.
Right.
Saying it's like, and I'm doing like Kayla's car, which is it's like a 9 gallon tank.
Yeah. And this is like, this has been like, the last couple of weeks, 2 weeks ago, I tried to go visit my mother in California and see my father. And Southwest Airlines, TSA, I get there super early. You know how they always say get there an hour, hour and a half early before your flight? Mm-hmm. Well, if you've got the 5:23 flight in the morning, don't get there at 4 o'clock or earlier because
it's not open.
They don't open till 4.
I had the same problem.
Well, they don't open till 4. That's what they say. Oh, yeah, we'll be with you in a little bit.
No, they sit there and stare at you.
It's like something out of freaking Walmart where they all get around and clap and do the rah-rah meeting. I'm like, they're seriously having some kind of meeting over there.
Yeah, and that's what you do. Okay. Have you ever
So I sit on my ass. Well, they're supposed to open at 4. No, 4:15. Motherfuckers. So I'm in, all right, okay, let's go. Get in there, take off the belt, take off the shoes, get to the plane. And I was like, okay, we're supposed to board at 5:05. I'm like, 5:05, 5:10, 5:15. What the fuck's going on? 5:35. And then, a few people, I'm sitting next to the customer service desk so I can listen in on all the conversations and all the irate people coming up. I'm just hello. Oh, yeah, we've got ice crystals, ice pellets is what they call them. Ice pellets on the plane. Well, if it's fucking cold outside, it's fucking 20 degrees. And you didn't see this going to happen ahead of time before the 5:35 flight? Would you think it's going to magically disappear?
Didn't they de-ice it?
Yeah, well, they have a little de-icing. Right?
But you can't de-ice at the gate because that shit's like it's the shit like antifreeze. It's slippery and crap. You have to be away from the gate to de-ice the plane.
Right.
But they're not going to back the plane out with all the ice crystals on it. So they're waiting for the shit to melt. And I'm like, really? So we didn't board till
You should have said, hey, I got some pee in me. It's pretty warm.
I know. We didn't board till 6. We didn't board till 6:20. I'm like, there's no way I'm making my connection. So I talked to the gal before I boarded, and I said, she goes, we've already got you lined up on this flight, and this one.
How many different flights do you have?
Well, they had me semi-booked or tentatively booked on 3 different flights out of Houston to get to LAX.
Now you weren't going to Bush, you were going to the other one, right? It's a hobby. There's 2 airports in Houston. I went to
I don't know which one I was in. All I know is Houston because by the time I touched down in Houston,
we have a problem.
Well, they said, well, you've missed this one. Okay, so you can throw, and they just ripped it up in front of me. And I'm like, motherfuckers. And I'm like, well, we've got you on this one though. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, okay, now it's 10:35 Houston time, and my flight doesn't leave till 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it goes to San Antonio first, and then it goes from San Antonio to LAX. I go, this isn't going to work. I looked at the gal. I go, I'm not getting in until 5 o'clock at night. Now I got to drive 3 hours to go see my mother. I've missed a day. I've only got 2 days to see her. What the fuck? So I'm talking to the guy, and I said, well, this isn't going to work. So I don't know what you need to do for me. Cancel my return flight and send me back to Raleigh. Are you sure you want to go back to Raleigh? I go, yes. He goes, well, because that flight's leaving now. I go, right now? He goes, yeah, you'll be the last one to board. I go, okay, let's do it. So they canceled my return flight on Wednesday. What's that?
You have to sit in the middle.
Yes. And wait, but they said, hurry up, get on the plane. So I'm literally walking down the thing. It's one of these things.
And you can only hurry up so fast.
You get on the plane and everybody's fucking looking at you because you're the last one, right? And they're,
all
like,
going,
whoa,
I hope this guy doesn't sit next to me. He smells like gas.
So sure enough, I sit in the middle and I'm all scrunched up because I don't want to like be rubbing elbows with people I don't know. And I'm like, I'm sitting there and then they go, and we don't fucking take off. I'm like, I was hurrying. They were like, hurry up, hurry up. They close the fucking plane. Everything's good to go, right? We sit there. And we sit there. And what happened? The de-icing truck back in Raleigh, now because I was taking taking home, the de-icing truck broke.
Oh,
so
my
they
God.
De-ice any planes in Raleigh, so we didn't have any gate to pull up to, so they wouldn't even let the plane leave to come back to Raleigh. So I'm like, and plus there was fucking shitty weather too, because we had turbulence on the whole way to Houston, which, you know, that doesn't really bother me. But the gal next to me on the way back to Raleigh, we sat there at the gate waiting. Fucking 35 minutes later, okay, we can pull out. And then, you know, they got their fucking around.
That's pretty good. 35 minutes later, you're pulling out.
Oh my God. I'm pulling my hair out. I'm sitting there just like,
it's
you know,
record.
The gal next to me who's not a good flyer on my left, she's like, get me a Bloody Mary. I'm like, well, I looked at her and I go, oh, I thought about it. I go, no, you know what? I reached in my pocket. I had something to knock me out. I fucking popped a couple of those bad boys and it still didn't work. I said, fuck, I should have gone for the Bloody Mary and the medication and I would have been lights out. So, and of course, then on the way back, it's bouncing up and down and she's fucking, you know, spilling her drink and she goes, oh, well, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean to do it. Do you want some of this? I go, no, thank you.
No, I got enough on my shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
It does take away the gas.
And then by the time I get back, of course, then my fucking truck is totally like a sheet of ice and I'm breaking the ice off the windshield. I'm like, what the fuck?
But it was
then
cold.
By the time I got
here.
Back home and I like finally got some sleep, I'm like, you know what? That was just
but
a
they are
fuck
gonna
day.
Refund you, they're gonna refund your ticket, right?
Well, see, that's the good part about Southwest, and I'll give them kudos on this, is they refunded the first one right away, and the other one I've got a confirmation number and he says that'll be a separate money back to you. You'll see it on your card. However, the car rental place was thrifty, but the people I booked it through is called carhire.com. Hey, big shout out to carhire.com. Fuck you guys. you fucked me out of $32 because or
just
whatever
the
money
charge.
I put down. Well, you would think
I'd call the bank and say I'm just
right. You would think in today's world that everything's tied in together as far as they could see that the flight was canceled or whatever. That it never made it on time, and that the reservation is kind of built on that point. That's why they say you don't enter your car reservation your flight reservation when you make your car rental. No, of course, I've got to fight hand and tooth with them. They sent me an email link, so I sent in all my information, and now I've got to wait 60 days to get my $32.17. So, you know, car hire. Fuck you guys.
I've never even heard of them.
Yeah, well, and all it was going through the thrifty car rental website.
Right.
And if you booked it ahead of time.
You got a cheaper rate?
Well, super cheap, yeah. I mean, for the whole, for 3 days on a car rental, it would have been Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I was paying $49 total.
Really?
For 3 days.
You know what I'm finding?
Here's the
difference, though. We're going to drive to North Raleigh to get your gas.
Very funny. Not once in California.
You know what I've gotten into, or at least instead of renting cars, because for my business trips, is just doing Uber, like Uber from the airport to the hotel and to the thing.
He's got a 3-hour drive.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That won't work.
Yeah, you have any reservations in Michigan? I don't think that's the way you want to go.
I like having my control.
But it's just it's like the car ride's like $7 to the airport.
I don't get it. My company doesn't give me
but
they'll pay me for the rental car or the Uber, but the Uber is cheaper.
Come on now. I mean, haven't you been watching the news that nut job in Michigan freaking shoots like he was an Uber driver. He shoots like 4 or 5 different people.
Shot 6 people.
Wait, 6 people.
So,
yeah,
I didn't know he was an Uber driver.
I'm sorry. He was an Uber driver.
That's the same as, like, you know, whenever Jack finally loses it and starts going on a killing rampage. Like, it could be anybody.
Yeah, but if you're renting a car, there's nobody already fucking sitting in your car. Come on.
Hey, but he didn't kill any of the people taking an Uber ride. At least he did his job.
Oh my gosh. I'm not all about riding with some guy who's trying to make a living as an Uber driver. I don't know. Well, I'm not knocking the business.
My sister's an Uber.
Is she?
Yeah. You've been noted for
which one, Tammy or really?
Doing about 6 months.
Is she making good money?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, you can make good money. What kind of
car is she driving?
Prius.
They do in Raleigh sometimes they do like peak hours or peak things, so they'll pay the driver like $18 an hour plus fares.
Her only thing is she doesn't want to go to bars, pick up drunk people.
Yeah, I can see that being a problem.
I mean, actually, I think Dale would be a good Uber driver because he'd be a good personality. He might not have the gas to pick you up, but...
I don't want people getting in my car smelling like gas.
You believe this fucking gas tank is only a gallon?
What'd you do? Spill the whole thing all over you?
Hey, where do you want to go?
Well, I think I can make that on my current tank of gas.
So, yeah, I'm not... I don't know. To me, that doesn't...
But to me, it makes sense. So, like, they have rates to go to the airport. It's like $5 in Raleigh to go to the airport. And they pick up, that's $10 total, instead of paying, like, $60 to park your car at the airport and leave it there. Like, to me, that just makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah, I was out $6 for my half a day at the airport.
Well, that makes sense.
I was in lot four.
Lot four. Sweet chariot. That's purple, right? Oh, purple is three.
Purple is three.
I would do that with Colleen and I when we go, but you know they don't really have a car seat, so it's tougher. But if you don't have a baby, it's fairly easy. Anywho,
baby can ride on top. You just kind of put
baby,
your left
you
arm.
You can ride my car.
You put your left arm out. You hold
yes,
the
you're gonna
you
be
hold,
a star.
Hold the baby carriage. No problem.
So just usually,
wait a minute. You just hold the baby on by the left foot. Woo!
You don't want to scratch the car with the car seat.
We usually.
You pooping on my roof? Are you pooping on my roof?
He's got the diarrhea. Yeah.
Now I gotta
look at it drip down the side. Roll up the window.
So what do you do? What do you do if the baby starts pooping?
You
on gotta
your roll the window up.
Do you let the baby's ankle go? I mean, do you save the paint job?
Hold on to the antenna. Hold on to the antenna while I roll the window up. And you can see it all spooting out. Is he done yet? He's done. Okay, grab. Okay, let go. We'll catch you. Well, actually, I wouldn't count on Jay catching me.
I used to love my Firebird because it had the, you know, whenever you put in a cassette tape, the radio turns off, so the antenna goes down. You know, then you pop out the next tape, it comes back up.
That was high tech
back in those days.
Look at it go! Woo! It's like My Favorite Martian.
I was in his Firebird the last time it was ever driven.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I was your passenger when you crashed that car.
Yeah, cracked the frame on that bad boy.
Said what happened? We didn't have car. We didn't have cell phones.
No.
We'd turn around. I go, where are they at?
I don't know.
And so we'd turn around, go back, and we were going to a Thanksgiving or something.
Yeah, Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah.
That's right. I really fucked his car up, though. Knocked that whole back
you,
end.
You
off
knocked the wheel
end.
Off of that car, like it was well, like
I
you
knocked
smashed
the whole
it.
Axle. But the whole yeah. axle
it was,
came
it was their
off.
Fault, right?
No, it was Dale's fault.
It was your
it was
fault.
My
okay.
fault. It's a fucking turn signal.
It was a classic case of a red light and going through it.
I saw the green arrow, and all I saw was green. I said, fuck it. I punched it. Boom! I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, you make a good Uber driver. You give the people a story to tell. I was with this Uber driver. My God, I was fucking dying.
Oh, my God, I was dying.
He wanted us to put the baby out on the roof and hold it by its ankle.
But I will
and
say.
Then he started pooping on my roof.
But I will say.
So hang on to the antenna.
Oh no! He put a cassette tape in.
As a teenager, driving with Dale was fun because Dale. I don't know if you remember. I was trying to help you get a guitar or something, and then we went. Or was it that? We both went somewhere sometime. I don't remember where we went, but you're driving around and Dale like cranks the music really louder than any person's ever cranked it. And I think the Thunderbird you had the T-tops. You could take them off, right?
Yeah, the T-tops pop off on that car.
And he drives like a madman. So like when you're 14, 15, I was like, this guy's awesome.
This guy's so cool.
Until he crashes the car when you're riding in the car with him.
Exactly. We were going to Vegas. He had 10 speakers. He had two house speakers in his
two
car.
House speakers.
I disconnected one.
Six,
Hey, turn off the fucking music. Put my speaker back on.
So
How the fuck does he know? My ears are bleeding. Literally, blood is coming out of my ears.
Oh, I love that, man.
6 hour drive to
my favorite ride
with no air conditioning, with your ears bleeding.
Yes.
That was great times.
So yeah. We are 2 hours, 20 minutes into this podcast, and I know Dale has a special announcement.
I got to tell my story.
I've already set it up now. You've told your story.
All right, go ahead, say it.
All right, go ahead.
No, Dale, it's your time. It's your mic.
What are you telling?
What are you telling the people at home?
Oh, you wanted me to tell?
Well, yeah. Oh, okay. We can keep it a secret.
Yeah.
nobody would know.
So this will be my last podcast for.
I thought next week's gonna be your last podcast.
I thought next week was the last one.
Oh, next week? Oh, we're doing one more.
Well,
okay.
If it works in your schedule.
If it works into my schedule, great. But if I don't have Monday off next week, then this will be my last podcast on the Merry Men Show.
Wow.
Wow.
That's big news.
Yeah. It's just
I've gotten more hours at work, and it literally I need to spend my days off with my girlfriend, which my days off are Tuesday
are you sure
and Wednesday.
She's for that?
Her days off are Saturday and Sunday, so we really don't have.
Well, we got confirmation that
an entire day off together. But tonight, for instance, she got home at 7:15, and I was out the door at 7:30, so 15 minutes. Normally that's enough time for me, but
actually in a relationship, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, sometimes, but in this case, it's just gotten to the point where, you know, I want to make everything work. So I'm going to focus on my.
You could always be a special guest every now and then, right?
What?
We could do like a special podcast.
Oh,
every
yeah.
Now and then.
Yeah, sure. Sure. I'm still up for, you know, if you guys, whatever charity you want to.
Yeah, we're doing,
you know, knock out or whatever.
I've tried contacting a few charities, and it's funny. They you actually talk to them on the phone. And that's about it.
But really? Yes, really yeah. Nearly almost 10 years of Dale on the Married Man Show. And it will come to an end next week. I think we have to make it work so you're here next week. At least give people a chance to call in, send in emails, you know, just at least say something.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye. Because I feel like...
how it goes.
What's that?
He said, you can just tell me how it goes.
Yeah, just tell me how it goes.
Because, I mean, really, it's a, I mean, one, totally get it. I mean, not... We've been podcasting for 10 years, and trust me, there's been times like, well, how much longer will I do this? Like, is it worth it? All those kinds of things. And, but at the end of the day, it's still worth it for Jack and I to get here and do this, but, totally understand.
Yeah. When I started, my hair was all brown, and now it's like turning gray, and
I had a full head of hair.
10 years will do it to you, but
10 years ago, you had a full head of hair.
I feel like
you're old. You don't remember.
We should have a proper send off for Dale next week, his last official episode.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe know. Just maybe
mail your Mentos too.
But at least give a chance for everybody to at least show their appreciation for you, Dale. I think you've earned it after all this time and
I appreciate
people's
that.
Accolades.
So kind.
We like to kid on you a lot, but you're definitely a rich part of our entirety of our podcasting history. But
that's very nice of you to say.
Essential
to you. You guys are awesome. I wouldn't have it any other way.
But
I remember when we first started. Boy, I was nervous as all get out. So
I told you, just relax.
But you took to it quickly, and you became the character of Warren Taffy. Beloved by many.
Why play that song one more time?
Listen, we'll make it all schmaltzy. We'll try and make Dale cry. Actually, I'll make sure that I'm there. Dale, we're gonna Monday. I will be there, so we'll all be in the same room again.
Wow.
And we'll send you off proper. I think you at least deserve that, a proper send off. From the show.
Should,
are you playing with something over
should
there?
Should I bring some towelettes? I mean,
I guess.
What send off are we talking about here? You know?
I mean, if I have to order a masseuse.
Some baby wipes or what?
But, maybe I'll put on a Google, we'll make it a Google Live thing so people can watch at home too. I think that might be fun.
Oh, yeah.
So what, okay, what do you say, Dale? Can we at least give like a proper like send off episode?
Yeah, if I've got Monday off, then that sounds,
if we
like
can't
a plan.
Do it, we'll pick a day that we can.
I can't do Tuesday, Wednesday. So.
Okay, but we'll find a day that works for everybody.
Because I think we need to at least do a proper goodbye to Worm Taffy. So if you guys want to send in, you know, what are your thoughts? Maybe your favorite memory of Worm Taffy.
Or money I don't have to share. I'm kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. but yeah. So I think it'll be fun. So definitely send it to 510-69 Taffy. Once again, it's 510-69 Taffy. Or email marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. Or I'm sorry, yeah, podcast@gmail.com. All right.
Hey, I had a story. Sunday, I had trouble sleeping. I go to sleep till like 4:30 in the morning. And we have, what, 15 cats living here? We have 5 cats living here, none of which are mine. 2 are leaving. My daughter and her husband, my son-in-law, bought a house. They're moving out Thursday.
Yep.
And they're taking 2 cats.
You see the house? How's it look?
Looks good.
Yeah, cool.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it on Facebook?
Right, no, I'm not on Facebook.
Anyway, so I'll find it in a second.
Okay.
So they have this one cat. Their cat, he won't shit if there's shit in the cat litter box. And we have that one where it's pellets and you just scoop it out. They shit, you scoop it out. You just do it automatically. You just do it right away. Somehow this cat ended up in our room. And so we lock our door. We don't let the cat in. We have her cat in there and my wife's cat are in there. So anyway, so I get up at like 8 in the morning. I sleep for like 2. It was one of those nights I just couldn't sleep. I get that way. And so I get up to go to the bathroom. I'm walking. I go, what the fuck did I just step in? Look down, cat shit all over the little rug we have in the bathroom. I go, motherfucker. So now I'm mad. So now I'm just pissed. I'm ready to kill somebody. And maybe it was Sunday morning. It was Saturday night, Sunday morning. And I'm just pissed. I'm just ready to kill anything in my sight. My wife's trying to go, shut up. Leave me alone. You know, because I've stepped in cat shit. I'm not happy. Even though we're coming up this Thursday, it'll be our 27th anniversary. Married 27 years. And I haven't aged at all. So it hasn't taken effect on me. I look as young as I did 27 years ago. Anyway, so I'm just like so pissed at this cat that it shit on my goddamn carpet. But luckily he's moving out in 2 days and it's their problem. But could you believe I get up and step in cat shit? And I'm the one that's I'm out of line. I need to calm down. And then I couldn't go back to sleep. I was so mad. I was so mad I stepped in cat shit. I couldn't go back to sleep. But oh, I was like, these fucking pets, why do we have fucking animals? And I like animals. I'm an animal guy. You know, I'm out there feeding the deer.
That's just one of those things.
I'm not taking a BB gun and shooting deer.
And
I wouldn't do that to a cat.
Kind of scoot him out.
He's moving out. He's gone. He's their problem. So anyway, I just thought it was an interesting story. Have you ever stepped in cat shit, Jay?
No. Cat puke, yes. Shit, no. I don't think I've... No poop that
Never.
I know of. Yeah, not with Zoe. I definitely she pukes all the time, so I've accidentally stepped in the puke before.
Oh, we had that from our other cat yesterday. Oh my god, it was worse than your crime scene.
None of that.
Yeah, so I'm not really happy with the cat right now, but they're moving out, so we're down 2 people and 2 cats.
And then you'll be down 3 people soon, right? Because Tyler's going off to Army,
Air Force.
Air Force.
Air Force. He's leaving for San Antonio.
Are the woods that close to the house?
No, it's back a little bit. So he's going to San Antonio. Dell was almost there last week. So
it's just the one pitcher?
Yeah, just one pitcher.
Nice.
But moving out. So pretty soon there'll only be 3 of us here. Soon to be 2 of us here. And 1 cat, 2 dogs.
Well, you'll still have your youngest daughter. So 3 people.
Well, eventually. But I'm thinking like outside a year. Because Kayla's getting married next February. I think 8. What is the date? Do you know the date? Whatever it is, I expect her to move out the next day. We've already told them. Okay, yeah, you got a year. Save up. Boom, you're out the door. Just hit the ground running.
Today's the 23rd or 24th, right?
Today's the 23rd.
So you were actually saying, yeah, you got a year from 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you already told them. Yeah, we love having you here, but you're going to go. I don't like to say it out loud, but they're kind of like slob. They're like you, Jay. They're a lot like you.
So you get this like big board that says 50, you know, and then slash it 49 weeks.
Because I had my cereal from Whole Foods. I get the cereal at Whole Foods, and I didn't open it. And I went this morning to get it, and I went.
Are you guys on fire? Are you everything okay over there?
No, I think what it is, it's the smell from Dell's shirt. Set off the fire alarm. Or the
It might be the it's a smell it's from a carbon monoxide sensor.
So, yeah.
It could be.
So it started and then it stopped. So I guess either we'll be dead or, you know.
I guess fumes.
If the podcast isn't posted.
Gasoline fumes big time.
If you're hearing that, it's a good thing. We didn't die.
This is like what? This is like 10 by 10?
This room?
This room?
Sure, I guess. I don't know.
It looks square or so.
Yeah, it looks pretty. It's probably like 10 by 10.
Yeah.
So yeah, we jump out the window. Yeah. Anyway, so someone had opened up my cereal. And I go, my first thing was, I go, well, better not have been Kayla. I go to my wife, it better not have been Kayla. She goes, Kayla's not here. I go, no, I haven't. It's been sitting here for a week. I haven't opened it up yet. Kayla, they went to San Diego. So I said, if it was Kayla, she doesn't wrap things back up. She just opens it and leaves it open.
Oh, so it would have been stale.
It would have been stale. Yeah. But it could have been Kayla because it was wrapped back up. So whoever, I go, I don't care who, I'm not a food cop.
Right.
So, but it's what pisses me off though, when someone opens it and doesn't seal it back up properly. Mm-hmm. I get kind of pissed off about stuff like that. Cat shit and stuff.
But here's the thing, like when it's only you and your wife, I mean, will your marriage stand for another 27 years? Because then you won't have anybody else to complain about but your wife.
Well, I'll find something to complain about.
I know you will. You'll find something to complain about your wife.
Well, I complain about her too, you know. But not like to her face, but... Well, like today I can. Well, she's not here. I'll say it. She's been working nights and she can't see it well at night. And I knew I was podcasting. I'm podcasting all day. I'm podcasting like what 2 a.m. tonight with all the different podcasts going on. And so I said, well, I go. She's like, she goes, well, we're ready. I can't. So like for an hour, I wait. She's going back and forth. I had things I wanted to do because I'm working on my attic. I'm doing different things. I go. Finally, I go. Can you make a fucking decision? Am I taking you or not? Well, I don't even have that attitude. I go, an hour of me going back and forth. Because we recorded the Downton Abbey podcast before she decided. It's like, I hate that. I hate when I can't make it. This is what I do. I make my plans the night before. Okay, I'm going to do this. And when people throw my game off and throw my thing off, I get irritated. It's like, okay, well, I was going to do – I'm flexible enough to know that things are going to happen. But at least make a decision. Make a decision. But yeah. I'm all better now.
Don't wait till the last minute.
Right. I don't mind, but she kept going back. Well, you don't have to take me. Okay. Can you take me? I go, yes. Can you? I go, but I can't pick you up till a certain time to the podcast. Well, I might finish early. I go, well, I can't stop the podcast. Come pick you up and then get you. I go, I can come get you probably after 9:30. She goes, well, what if you guys run late? Da-da-da-da-da. I go. Well, I have things to do too. So what you decide what you want to do, please just make a decision. But I'm all better now. But I'll find, you know, I'm maybe I'll stop complaining. Maybe I'll have nothing to complain about, and I'll just be, hey, everything's cool.
He'll be that happy guy that looks like he's like totally, you know, shot up full of lithium. You know, holy doody do. Oh, wait, I'm drooling on myself.
I'm happy, man.
My concern is once he has nothing to complain about, that is the day he'll die because he
Thorazine. Oh, I've got a constant Woody. Oh, I'm on Thorazine. Oh, it's good stuff. Holy doody.
So you think complaining is what keeps me alive?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you need to complain. Like that is what drives you.
I mean, there's people that can't drive. There's people at the store that are rude. I mean, there's people. There's rude people every day. I mean, I could do all day on people that are rude. People don't drive. They, you know, they like I said, the store today, and this person has their shopping cart long way instead of. I go, excuse me, and she just looked at me and kind of brought it close to her. I go, I still can't get by. Yeah. I still can't get by.
Yeah.
She's just looking at me like I'm the bad guy.
I love the what is it, the Kroger over in North Raleigh. You got the six. They've got six. What do you call it?
Self-service
checkout things, right? And normally there's one line in the middle that feeds all six things, right?
Yeah.
Evidently not. Evidently, you know, a gal can have a whole shopping cart full of shit, and see one open up and not even pay attention to, hello, the three people who are in line, and she just blows right over to it.
Yep.
And the three of us just kind of look at each other, and I go,
I'll take the next available person.
Yeah, but see, the other two people let it go. And I'm like, I'm third in line. Well, now I'm fucking fourth in line because the bitch has got fucking 28 items going through the self-serve bullshit.
Forget about me. What's Delta
and I'm
new
like,
about this podcast?
No, I call her out because the other two people are like, oh, I'm in no hurry whatsoever. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, excuse me, miss? Yeah, line behind me. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. And then of course, the guy in the front goes, thanks, man. I go, yeah, but you were too much of a pussy to say something to her. And then the other lady was fucking too old to say anything. Fuck it. So I call her out.
So you called her out. You didn't care.
Fuck it.
Well,
I don't live in that part of town.
Last time we were at Whole Foods, it's packed.
I'm calling people out. I don't live in that part of town.
I've only been to one Whole Foods, but are they all really small inside? Are they just all really condensed and they have crap everywhere?
They have a lot of stuff, yeah.
A lot of stuff in a small area. So
right.
you can't, like I said, the last time I was there, I was wearing this sweatshirt, warm-up, this sweatshirt, and this guy's, I go, after about 5 minutes, I was done talking to him, so I had to make an excuse to go away. But anyway, my wife's waiting to get something, and I said, well, I'm going to go wait in line. And we had like 17 items, 18 items. So I'm waiting there. And I'm looking. I go, okay, they have 6 items or less here. I'm looking at the different things. I don't want to be that guy who's in a line with too many items. And I'm just waiting like 10 minutes because the line is so long. Every line, it's so – have you ever been to that one, Jay?
It's the one off of Wade Avenue?
Right.
Yeah.
It's so congested. I mean, it's just – it's ridiculous. There's so many people in there. So I'm waiting in line, and your mom comes up and goes – are you sure this is not a 10-item or less line? I go, where does it say it? So finally, after we get up about 10 minutes, I get up to the front, and it does have a sign on the side that says 10 items or less. She goes, you're in the wrong line. I go, well, how was I supposed to see that 30 miles back? I go, I'm looking around. I go, well, come to think about it, there's no one in this line with a cart but me. But I noticed that. I kept looking around. I go, well, I don't see a sign. There's so many people there. I couldn't go. How about I go? It's not my fault. The sign is not up high enough for everybody to see.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's not my fault.
That sign, you know, posted on the back of a carton of cigarettes is not big enough.
So what we did is we did the split your items up.
So my question is
I wasn't going to get out of line and do
Jack of old would say, just use your common sense. All right, you see, there's nobody there else with a cart, so you can assume that it's not the.
Jack of old would have said, ring me up or I'll carve your heart out and hand it back to you.
No, I'm the kind of I don't like being that person because like the food line I go to now, it says around 12, about 12 items.
About
12
items. Yeah, well, what's that all
about? Very subjective.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, make it decide. I've seen that.
It doesn't say.
Is it Canadian?
Hey, 12 items. Is it a boat?
Yeah.
A boat.
About,
12 items.
A boat.
Everything's
a boat.
Free. It's Canada. So about 12 items. I go, that's smart. So I got 14. That's about 12. So you what people can do. I have about 40 items. That's about 12. Imagine today's math. But we stayed in that line.
Two of you in line. Couldn't you just split it up 9 and 9?
No, we did split.
Items?
We did split it up.
Oh, okay.
Cindy took 9 and I took 9, and we just split
it up.
There you go. And I'm like, I even put something back because I go, oh wait, that's gonna put me over. I think I had 10, and I was sitting right there. I go. And there was something I got because I was standing in line so long.
Right.
I said, you know what? I don't want to have 11. I put it back. Because I think we had 20 items. So we both had 10. And I didn't want to go be that person with 11. I was already that guy in line with the cart. I go, it's just weird. And we had the smaller cart. It wasn't the bigger cart.
Sure, sure. So keep
telling like I was like, it wasn't like the Titanic was in line, you know.
With a bunch but you boats. Know, everybody else was like, look at this motherfucker here. Trying
and plus,
to sneak
and
his way into 10 items or less.
His own canvas bags, asshole.
Yeah.
Why do you hate the environment so much?
Yeah, man. It's messed up.
I'm okay. Hey, I paid for the overpriced food.
I paid for the plastic. Come on. I want plastic.
I got paper.
I want to leave my mark on this world before I plastic.
Well, you could be in California where the plastic bags are illegal, so there is no it's only paper. Well, actually, you have to kind of buy the bag.
When do they do that?
Say you're a serial killer.
A few years ago.
Say you're a serial killer and you like to kill people with plastic grocery bags. Mm-hmm. What are you supposed to do now? Move?
You have to import them, and you got to smuggle them into the state.
that's worse because it's like the evidence is they'll go to the house with the guy with the plastic bags. I think you have to move to like Nevada or something.
He's the Arizona plastic bandit, carting him across the Arizona border, bringing him into the country illegally.
Hey, how many
across the border from Arizona into California?
How many plastic bags did I get from you? I don't know. It's pretty tight at the border right now. I can't do it. Checking it pretty tight.
Yep.
Hey,
we won't be looking for heroin and marijuana and all that other shit coming across the border.
I'm
Mexico.
All,
it'll be well, plastic
weed. Bags. Weed is practically legal in California, but plastic bags no.
And I get it.
Look at this. All this heroin's in plastic bags. No.
You can take the heroin, but you're going to jail for the plastic bags.
That's right,
bags.
But we're
going to
throw these plastic bags away.
You're getting the chair.
What were you thinking, mister?
Well, we are 40 minutes in here. Do you think we should get into some of the listener questions, comments, and or theories?
Sure. Let's get it going on.
All right. Jack, do you want to start off with the email?
Let's do it. Let me get my computer back up here. All right. This one's from Harry. Hey, married men.
What's his last name?
Balls.
Wiener.
Nice.
I was just curious. How or where do you meet people? I'm not talking about meeting potential partners or trying to jump right into a relationship, but I'm in my 30s now, and I still don't ever really come across strangers.
So he really sticks to that stranger danger thing, I guess. Huh?
Yeah, I can hang out with people that I already know, but I'm tired of the same handful of people. How do adults make new friends? I don't drink, so I'm not going to bars. I don't have any coworkers, and I'm not one to reach out to others, even in public setting. Any advice? Thanks, Harry.
Huh. Well, bars a good one because like people show up again. You don't drink, so
I don't drink, so I don't go to bars.
You don't necessarily have to drink.
Yeah,
I mean. You could still be on your game and be sober.
But the only problem is when you're the sober guy around the drunk guys.
I used
to
do cranberry juice all the time because, you know.
But let's be honest.
Had a fondness for vodka and cranberry juice. And then
we've all been the sober guy around the drunk people.
Yeah, but it's not like when you're at a bar, they're not all drunk people. They're just usually getting a drink.
That's true. Not all drunk.
You know?
Yeah,
so.
But people there are not looking for friends. They're looking for a hookup.
No, like I was just at a bar last week and there's a guy. That was because I was meeting some of my friends, and there's a guy there.
All right. Continue.
And he's just like, he kind of butted in the conversation. But, you know, I'm not going to be friends with him because he was an insurance salesman.
Because you think he's a serial killer or insurance salesman?
Both. I think it's either or, right?
You're saying, but you just said it. I'm not going to be friends with him. He's looking for people.
You could make a friend, but... But why don't you join? There's like social clubs. You can be a part of a social club. They have all these different types of social clubs.
And that was one of the events that they did for, was it Ride or Not? Ride or Not was for motorcycle riders to either go out and have a ride together or just meet other people who had similar interests.
Yeah.
Well, they have the same thing for, you know, if you play pool, if you play darts.
Yeah.
They have all these different clubs and they meet at different venues, not necessarily bars, but they meet at restaurants. They meet, you know, sometimes they'll do a banquet room at a hotel. Makes it very convenient for hookups because for those people who want to get laid, hey. You know?
I can tell you, if maybe you're not into sports, but I know that like people say there's a lot of older people, guys in their 30s, who start playing hockey.
Yep.
And they become friends, and they go do things afterwards, and they become friends.
Softball league.
I'm just saying.
Or like that one team that has now three teams, and they have their own line of clothing for an amateur hockey team.
Right. They're pretty into it. And
that's crazy.
They hang out. They go to, like I said, they go do things together afterwards.
Yeah, they have barbecues. I mean, they're out playing softball together.
I hate to do the whole put yourself out there, but you have to find an
well,
interest.
Maybe he doesn't know that there is, like, to your point, what are your interests? What do you like to do? And then find there's social groups out there that meet.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
But you know, some people, I've never played hockey. I've never done this.
But that's not what you're saying. You're saying that what interests you? What do you like to do?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it could be whatever your interests are, and there's all kinds of different things.
There's a group for every interest. That's the beauty of the internet. There's a group for every interest. So
people who like to smuggle plastic bags into California.
You know, well even the one for the motorcycle group, they had part of that group also was people who played billiards. And then they had other people who taught other people how to play, and they had different levels. They organized little tournaments. They bounced around to different places just to shoot pool and stuff.
Plus the internet, you could find you could find anything you want on the internet.
Yeah,
I mean you could just Google the whatever your interest is groups, and I'm sure they would come up.
There you go.
Just pop up.
They do.
But like I said, but bars I think are hard. I mean you're...
those couples that want to have bathroom sex. Okay, let's get into it. Woo! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
Bath salts, right?
Well, there you go.
They're banned in a lot of states now, so anyway.
Not bath salts. Not like the ones you use for a bath. It's that's a slang term for a drug.
Did you see Better Call Saul last night?
I did not, so please don't spoil me.
Well, there was a scene right out of The Married Man.
Oh, boy. With Q-tips?
No, not Q-tips. It was talking about Boston rubbing your
Boston
ass
Boston
in pie.
Pancake?
Well, no, it was more about rubbing your ass in pie.
Oh.
And it was just different terms he was coming up with. I go, this was a segment on The Married Man, so we're
way ahead of Better Call Saul, huh? They're stealing our shit. Literally.
Literally, they were stealing our shit. <Ba-dum-psh>. All right, so now we got two calls.
We do. Let's go to the first call here. This one is, we'll listen to it. Here we go.
Hey, Jay, Jack, and Dale. I just thought I'd call in. A little bit of a relationship dilemma, and wanted to get your guys' opinion on it. My husband and I have been married for almost 5 years. It'll be 5 years today, and we have a daughter who is about 18 months old, and so he's starting to pressure me a little bit to have another child, and so I was just curious to see if you guys have ever experienced anything like that. I know my marriage statistics are a little bit similar to Jay's, so I don't know if he and Colleen have had any discussions like that, or I know you don't necessarily want to tip your hat if you kind of get the grandparents a little bit excited, but...
All right, thank you for the call. Cut off there a little bit at the end, but I think we got the gist of it here. So she's feeling a little bit pressure from her husband about going for a second child.
It is harder for the husband when the wife is pregnant. I mean, the man goes through so much.
God.
Yeah, that's gonna translate real well.
You should have seen that though. He said it with a very straight face, and then he cracked. Like, then he cracked. I'm like, what?
Anyway. No, I'm kidding, of course. But you know, when you get married, don't you decide how many kids you're gonna have ahead of time?
I mean, there should be like a general understanding of about where you'd want to be.
I get it. An 18 month old is that it's the child is just learning how to express themselves and, you know, learning how to throw temper tantrums. And it's a lot of work, especially mm-hmm. when, you know, like you say, hey, we're going to have four kids. You have that first one. You're like, all right.
Let me rethink this.
You have to cut this down to two, maybe 10 years apart, something like that.
Well, I think to her point, I'm definitely in that stage of our marriage right now where we're going to be married 5 years in April. We have a 20-month-old at home.
Aren't you at home right now?
What's that?
Aren't you at home right now?
Yeah, I'm saying it, you know, for the people at home, listening at home.
Oh,
okay. And for us, like originally, we've always kind of been around that two sounds about good. But there's been times sounds about right, you know. But there was times like before we had kids, like, oh, do we want kids? Is that what we want? Like maybe we just have one, and then we had the one, and we definitely were still around two was kind of the agreed upon. But for me, like the first 6 months, I did not enjoy the baby phase of you know having a child at all. So I was like, that's it, one and done. That's it, you know. I'm not doing this again. But you know, and then things change. Like and now. Zach, this is the part, you know, of like raising a kid that I love because he's actually like a person you can talk to. Even with the temper tantrums, I don't mind it. But I'm sure there's going to be stages where I'm like, screw this. I think
it does make it worse when the grandparents, or let's say the grandfather, when the kid is having a temper tantrum and he's laughing, the grandfather's laughing. That's always
do your worst.
not that it's happened with me. But let's just say the last time that I saw him throw a temper tantrum, I was laughing.
And back in the day when, when Ash was only, you know, one or something, I was dating Christy. And I always thought, we lived together 4 years before we got married. And then, of course, didn't work out after 9 years. But then I always thought, wouldn't it be cool to get a little brother, for Ashley? And I always thought that would happen. But then in retrospect, since, you know, the marriage did not work out, I was better off. But, you know, that is something that I thought about. We didn't really discuss it a whole lot, so we just kind of just never really addressed it, I guess. And now I'm at the point, obviously, in my life, in my 50s, where I'm glad I have a chocolate lap. So so that's where I'm at. But so I really can't help her out in this
but
area.
But I will I, say – oh, go ahead, Jack. Sorry.
I know my wife and I, we said we wanted four. When we first – we had Jay, and we said, okay, we're three more. When we had the second one, I go, okay, how about one more? And not just because of the expense. I started thinking, okay, you want to send these kids to private school, which I was against, but you know, it wasn't a big thing with me, but I'm like, it seemed like a waste of money to me. But you know, I said, okay, you're at college, you got this, everything down the line. I go, you have to get a bigger house. I go, so when we got to, after the third one was born, Cindy had C-sections. The doctor looked up and said, so you want me to tie her up? Or, you know, so I go, yep. Because your mom looked at me like, it's true this is the right decision? Yeah, tie her up. Let's go. Tie her up. Yep. So I changed from three. I had changed from, because originally we said four, but I'm more of a practical person. I started weighing out, okay, how you can afford this. And it just was like, there's just no way. It was just too expensive.
That's what was for us. Like originally it was like, okay, if we do two, like about 2 years apart, but then I was like, actually can't really afford that if we did it that way with childcare and everything like that. But again, I think at the end of the day, what it comes down to is what's the best for you two. And if you're not, if you're not feeling it right now, if you're not ready,
then you gotta say no.
Then you gotta say, I'm not ready, you know? And if there is a point where you are ready, that'll happen. But it should be an open dialogue and open communication. Like, it's something that Colleen and I talk about, if not daily, at least weekly. We talk about kind of our family planning and what's our plans for all of these things. So I think in any relationship, just be having an open, honest conversation
does it change,
about it.
Can I ask, does it change daily?
It doesn't change daily, but there's periods where it's like, we just talk about, like, you know,
call it the air.
Nope, today it's tails. Sorry,
heads we're going.
If you're planning a child, it's there's a lot of like things going into it, like times to try, times when not to try, when's the best time, and so like there's a lot of that kind of stuff. Now with the Zika virus going around, that's a whole nother thing too.
And think about it too. What Jack just hit on it too is expense. School is a big cost nowadays, especially if you're sending them to college.
Kids are expensive.
So it's $1.5 million, something
because
like that.
Because nowadays, I mean, the kids have astronomical. You have to, if you don't have your kids in everything, you're a bad parent.
Hey, and it's funny that you know
your kids have to be entertained single day of the week.
Yeah. So
am I right? Just to put it in perspective, like our childcare is 50% more than our mortgage per month. So, like, it's expensive. But I even for this did she say her name? I don't know if she said her name, but I don't think she did. But I think it's more for her. She's not ready. Whatever the reason is, she has her reasons. But I think they should communicate about it, though.
She's doing a bulk of the work. She's, you know, she has to be mentally prepared. I mean, she's got to carry this child for 9 months. She has to be. She has to be all in.
Absolutely.
If she's negative and she's, you know, not feeling it, then she's, you know, it could feed off.
Because for some mothers, it might have been like, that was a horrible experience. I don't want to do that again. And that's you're right. Like, it's a choice.
And that's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. I don't think there's anything wrong with it whatsoever.
As a grandparent, just pop them out. What are you waiting for?
So I think for this person, I would say have an open dialogue. Be honest about your feelings. And your husband should appreciate and respect those feelings. And there should be, you know, a mutual understanding about, you know, what those plans are.
Exactly.
Because it's important, right? Like, creating a human being is an important choice.
It has to be wanted.
But for...
I like how you said create. That was pretty cool.
You're creating a human being.
I saw Frankenstein was on the TV the other day.
Frankenstein!
It's alive! It's alive! Look what I've created!
But, like, that's if you think about it, like, that's a huge responsibility, right? That's, you are putting a human being into this world. That's a gigantic responsibility. So
it's the biggest responsibility ever.
Absolutely. Correct. So, like, and for me, like, there's some people that kind of pressure, like, oh, you don't have any kids, you're weird. Like, I don't care. Like, if for you, not having kids is your life choice, perfect. If one kid's your life choice, perfect. Two kids, perfect. 17 kids, that's pushing it. But
or people with pets. Come on now, you know.
I don't count that. I'm sorry. No.
Hey,
it's our baby.
I'd rather step in baby shit than cat shit. Just saying.
Dale, if it makes you feel any better, I'd rather have a child than a dog. So it works out. Oh well, it works out okay.
It's funny though. I say about grandparents. We had Zach at the Cracker Barrel when we always go to Cracker Barrel on Thursday. So we took him there, and there was this lady there, and he's looking this lady. It was grandparents, and they go, oh, he's so cute, and you know, Zach eats that stuff up. He's like, you know, he gets kind of shy around people.
Yeah.
But it's funny. He's like, he's very outgoing, except when he kind of just looks at people. He's like analyzing them. Mm-hmm. This lady goes, oh yeah, we have four grandkids, three grandsons and a granddaughter, but she's terrible. She's rotten. She does not know us from, just knows, just sitting across from her at the table. I don't think I'd ever tell someone I have a rotten grandchild. I just was looking at her like going, really? And she's like, yeah, the three boys are great. She's just rotten. She's terrible. And she said it with like anger in her eyes. I said, yeah. Wow. But she's not getting
it. Does she hate her daughter-in-law or something? Is that like.
Maybe she's you know, prisoner number 97215, you know, or something in the ladies' correctional facility.
I don't know. She's
terrible.
We walked out.
That is rare. I've never seen a grandparent say that their kid is.
I would never say that about my grandchild. Even if it was true, yeah. I wouldn't say, oh, he's just rotten. I mean, I can imagine Hitler's grandmother going, he has some issues.
He has a micro penis, apparently. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe that's what it was. But, you know, it just seems like, wow, there's just, as a grandparent, I could never imagine. Like I said, when Zach was throwing a temper because he didn't want his picture taken, you know, you didn't see me behind the scenes. I'm laughing. I had to walk away. I thought it was funny.
I think it's funny, too, because he's just so, like, ridiculous.
My thing is I
let him throw a temper tantrum, and I'm just going to ignore him until he comes back and acts like a normal person.
Comes back to reality.
So for you, I would say open, honest conversation, and, you know, express your feelings. You should be able to say, I'm not ready. The pressuring is making me uncomfortable.
He might be disappointed, but he should accept it.
He should, because I think if that's your feelings, like if him pressuring you is...
It'd be different if he was carrying it, but he's not.
Well, but the inverse of that too. Like, there's some times where the woman will want to pressure the guy into having a kid. I don't think that's right either. Like, it needs to be both sides have to agree.
Both sides have to be all in.
Yep.
And they should know it because they have an 18-month-old. That's not easy.
No, exactly. Yeah. So
and having two years apart, I've been there.
If for people listening at home, if you have opinions, definitely call in and send in emails. Love to have your thoughts there as well. All right, guys, ready to move to the next phone call?
Yes, sir.
Yep, all right,
here we go.
Hey, guys, this is Will from Portland. I'm starting over because I don't know how much of that last message I recorded. So basically, I've been dating a guy since January 1st. We've known each other for close to a year through meetup groups in the area, and he said he'd been wanting to ask me out for a while, and he finally did, thank goodness. And we hit it off well. We've been spending a lot of time together, going to events, or sometimes just chilling at somebody's place, having sleepovers, you know, going on like real dates and taking it slow because he's says he's still trying to get over his last relationship. I know he had an abusive ex, and he's got some mental health issues he's dealing with. But just taking it slow, and things seem like they're going fine. We even spent Valentine's Day together last weekend, even though we didn't really celebrate it as Valentine's Day. And we both had a great time. He was expressing how much he hated to leave, and you know, just a lot of little things seem to be going well, like little pet names and all that kind of thing. And we're both attracted to each other, both like each other's personality, both enjoy spending time with each other. But then last night we went to a party together and came back to my place and, you know, just having a good conversation. And then just all of a sudden he's saying that, you know, I just don't want you to get your hopes up because I think we need to pull back a little bit because I'm afraid, you know, I might hurt you. I'm really difficult to be in a relationship with. And, of course, I'm not saying any of this. He's just says he's afraid he's going to hurt me, which this sounds like one of those BS excuses you give, like it's not you, it's me. But I don't know even if he's talking about – at first he said, you know, just go on like we've been doing, but then I was trying to get, you know, more of an explanation of what he was thinking. He was that, okay, let's just be friends for a while and then see what happens. Which to me, like, uh-oh, that's not a good sign when you say you just want to be friends for a while. Do you ever go back to, you know, the dating column if you're just friends for a while? And I just said he just doesn't want what he's going through to hurt me, which I told him I'm not worried about that. I grew up with two parents who had mental illness issues. I'm not afraid of that, and I never thought that was a good excuse to not even try. So for now, I guess we're just going to be friends and see where it goes. And if it happens, of course, I'm always thinking that I did something wrong, but yeah, I convinced myself that it's not me. It's not necessarily me. I did the best I could.
Will, thank you for the call. And first off, it's not your fault. Don't blame yourself for that. You know, I can kind of hear in your voice like how it's definitely upsetted you.
Right. It's not you.
No. I probably want to explore the mental side of it a little bit more. I mean, I know that you said that your parents, you know, had that, this and that. And, you know, this guy's trying to pull back, says he doesn't want to hurt you. That could be something that he's really dealing with. And it could be something that, you know, that some people are either ashamed of because they don't feel normal and that they are volatile as far as relationships go. And maybe in his past to where his relationships have not worked because of what's going on or what has happened, you know, mental issues with his life. So that's something that you might want to delicately talk about. You know, if he's already saying he wants to go friend zone, but this and that, you know, the best you can do is, you know, it sounds like you guys hit it off there. Be there for him and explore that. But I would, as far as being a friend to himself, also kind of, you know, I don't want to say walk on eggshells, but explore that avenue to find out if, in fact, that's what's causing this pullback on his part.
I wonder if he's had a longer relationship. Not Will, but the other guy. Does he have a history of relationships like this? Does he self?
Well, that's what he's kind of saying. Is what he's what he's saying. His boyfriend's saying.
Right.
But is it true? I mean, is it just something?
Yeah.
Is it true?
Well, that's just it, right? Because it's like.
Or is it that? Or is it something that, you know, he's just breaks things off? I mean, it's hard to know because
that maybe
you've known him for what, going on 2 months now? So.
Well, he said a year.
Oh, yeah. A year before dating,
right?
Though.
Yeah.
Right. So, but he doesn't know the whole, you know,
his background.
Idiosyncrasies as far as what
but
makes
maybe
him
this
tick.
Is just how he is. He just gets to a certain point and he's maybe he's afraid of love, afraid of commitment, and just that's how he breaks things off. And
yeah, because we know those people that are afraid of commitment.
Hey,
I'm not saying you.
Well, no, but there was a time in my life that I got back in the friend zone with some women and stuff, and yeah, we were just hookup partners. We were just like. You know, we like, okay, you know, let's go to a party and wear each other out.
But you're also not afraid of commitment because you've been married several times.
Oh, fuck you. Several times. One time. I maintain one time.
You can't maintain. It's two times.
I maintain one time.
but now I think, well, at the best you can do is just kind of let him be. Let him figure out whatever he's got to figure out.
Right.
Yeah, you can't stress over it.
But at the same time,
it is hard though. Because you pour yourself into something and you feel a connection in this and the personal out of the blue goes, well, you know, I just, you know, I have issues. I, you know, about commitment. I'm going to hurt you. I mean, when someone starts talking like that, you got to protect yourself.
Well, when I mean protect yourself, but also put yourself first.
Right.
Which
that's what I'm saying.
Is is tough, right? Because you don't want to seem selfish, but you do have to put yourself first in the sense that you have to do what's best for you at the end of the day. So I think you can be a good supportive friend.
Yeah, but at the same time saying protect yourself, you should just say, you know what, you don't worry about me. You know, if you want to give this relationship a go, let's give it a go. But, you know, don't worry about hurting me. You know, I can take it, you know.
Well, it's not so much take it, but it's like, listen, I'm sure he's maybe said this in these conversations, but, you know, I have family that has mental illness, and I've been through that, and I understand how to be supportive for people with those types of challenges.
Exactly.
So,
and I think it's something they need to discuss. Well, maybe if they haven't already.
Maybe his boyfriend is, maybe that's what he's worried about, that Will won't accept
and that's
him
what I'm
if
thinking.
He starts having
and
issues.
And that's what I'm thinking.
But like you said, if Will goes, look, I know this. I've been around
I
my
know
whole
this
life.
About myself.
And don't worry about hurting me. I'm really, I'm maybe that would help if he did something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's kind of where I'm going with it as far as, you know, discuss the relationship and see, you know, if it reblossoms or maintains or keeps going. Or.
But like I said, I think you got to protect yourself first, though. If you're worried about getting hurt, you got to protect yourself first, I think.
No, yeah, exactly. I think be friends, but also I don't think that should limit you maybe of finding the person that is right for you. Like like that would be my concern is if you're friends, but you're kind of keeping that light shining for him or you know that light on in the lighthouse for him, and maybe you miss the person that you're really supposed to be with. So. I guess what I mean, like, just don't be a friend, be supportive, let him know that you can be there for him if he needs that. But at the same time, don't just keep waiting for him and miss something that could be coming.
Enter all the sayings right here, don't put all your eggs in one basket kind of thing.
Yeah, but I'm not saying in a sense like, you know, go sleep around, but I'm saying don't be there for this person, but also don't let it prevent you from maybe finding the right person.
Right,
for you.
Yeah, exactly.
I said this guy could be the
right
person,
and he could be the one, he could not be the one. Yeah. So I mean, you won't know until, you know, again, supportive.
You can only be supportive,
right? And you can only take this relationship as far
then that so be it
as that other person wants to that relationship to go. So
I hope we helped.
Yeah, outside of, you know, twisting his arm and tying him up in the basement, and you know.
And you're in Oregon. I don't know if the plastic bags are legal there, so I don't know.
Make a trip. You put the lotion on, or get the hose. No, we don't do that. Okay.
I put the lotion on the skin.
That's right. Anymore. Okay.
But yes. All right. Well, that is all the relationship advice questions we have. Thank you so much for calling those. I think those were great questions.
Yeah.
Great
very
topics
good questions.
To talk
yes.
about. So really appreciate you guys calling in. So does that mean now it's time for the six questions? I have only two more times to kick Dale's ass. Is that what
six
I have?
Six questions, yes.
Better make the best of it. Don't cheat like you've been cheating.
I don't Ooh. Cheat. I swear to God, I don't cheat. I swear
all right,
my
so
life.
I'm looking right. through a number 1 through 15.
Here, hold on. I will turn on my camera to show that I am not cheating. No hands.
1 through 15 there,
anywhere.
Skippy.
1 through 15? I'm going to say... 8.
9.
It was number 8.
Oh!
See, you guys like call this in advance or
no,
something?
No, I swear to God. That's 2 weeks in a row. I've hit it right on the
Wait,
head, right?
Did you see me? Did you see him write it down?
No. I don't have. He doesn't have the camera on. He's only seeing me.
Okay. All right. All right. I just.
Can you guys see me? Is this? Right. Can you guys see my video?
Get a shave, man. You look
you know those
scraggly.
Glasses? You look like. What's that Kevin Smith guy? Yeah.
Kevin Smith, he wears glasses?
Yeah. Wow. Doesn't he wear glasses?
I don't think so.
I thought he did.
Anyway, we had 6 questions. Right. And we have several questions, but this one's from Samantha, and it's
Black. Oh, yeah. Are you going first?
The theme is Black History Month, so since this is the end of February,
in honor of giving Dale a fighting chance, I'll let Dale go first.
So this is Black from Samantha Black, and the reason I pushed her up to the front was because, well, it's the end of February, and it's Black History Month, so
nice.
I figured I'd. I do.
How come there's not a White History Month? I'm just saying.
Isn't all of history generally White History Month?
What? You know, I mean, you might as well go Brown History, Yellow History.
Oh, God. Just...
Alien History. All right, whatever.
There goes that party people were throwing for you at the end.
whatever.
Okay, theme, Black History Month, actress Stacey Dash, favorite, sarcasm.
So I guess not a favorite of Stacey Dash. Well, that's what she said, Stacey. You know who Stacey Dash is, right?
No.
She's working on Fox News right now. She was in the movie Clueless.
Didn't see it.
Didn't see it. You know who she is, right, Jay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God, I'm screwed. Okay.
Anyway, all right, this one I'll need the – you know what? If you get the state right, I'll say it counts. What is the name of the oldest historically black college and university? And I need – give me this college and the state because I did say state. So you got a 1 in 50 chance.
I need the college and the state?
Just give me the state and the college because I don't think you're going to get the college. But if you can get the state
– Philadelphia.
That's a city.
Is Philadelphia but... state?
No, it's a city.
Okay.
And then say, Brown University in Philadelphia?
Give me the state and the college.
No, is it, oh, no, isn't Brown it University in Philadelphia?
Brown. But just give me just
no, say, but you said no, if I could name the if I could name the
so
college.
So you're saying Pennsylvania? Is that what you're saying?
Are you saying Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, but isn't it Brown University in Philadelphia?
Brown University in Pennsylvania. Jay?
If we're talking about historically black colleges, I know I'm going to say Shaw University in North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina.
The correct answer is Lincoln University in Pennsylvania.
So I got the state
right.
1854,
so Dell gets
the point. I got luck.
It's Cheyenne University in Pennsylvania was also named as the eldest because it was founded in 1837, but it wasn't chartered as a university until 1914. So
I thought I was going to get
– That's why I kept saying state.
I thought you were going to claim my
– That's why I kept saying state.
I know, but I was thinking – I thought if I could name – I thought I'd get extra points. I thought I'd get extra points if I could actually name the university.
Well, you know, if you would have, I would have given you 2 points.
All right. Well,
you did.
1 point will work because.
Okay, Jay.
He doesn't get to shut me out at least.
And I'll need the correct answer on this one. Okay. Thurgood Marshall was the first African American ever appointed to the United States Supreme Court. He was appointed by which president?
God, I don't remember shit.
I would have got this right, by the way. I wouldn't have got the college one, but I would have got this one.
Can you give me the year?
No. It was between...
No!
Between 1900 and 2016.
Oh, okay, well, that's bad.
Well,
in the year 1900 through 2016.
Reagan.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Dale?
Ooh. Oh, crap.
No, that president hasn't been elected.
No, I'm thinking. Hang on.
Trump still has a chance.
He did some crazy stuff, though. I'll go Nixon. I don't know.
Final answer?
Nixon. Yeah, Nixon.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Holy crap. Wait.
Okay.
Marshall served from 1967 to 1991. So if I said 67, you guys would have gotten it, right?
Wow. Yeah. That's because Nixon was 68.
Yes, 68, 74, but he didn't quite finish his term. So
yeah.
A little tricky dick.
Okay, Dale, this is your question. Who was the first African American performer to win an Academy Award, an Oscar?
Oh, I know this one.
Wow.
And if you can name the movie, I'll give you half a point.
No, don't do that to me because now you're going to mess me up.
Okay.
I got two guys in my head right now, and I'll go Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
You just said
Jay.
My answer is Sidney Poitier.
Oh crap!
Both wrong.
What?
No way.
Haiti McDaniel. She won playing a slave in the 1939 movie Gone with the Wind.
Wow!
I thought you said first actor to win.
First African American performer to win. Academy Award.
I thought you said actor, not performer.
Actor was
be a male. Actress would be a female. So that's what I was going for.
That's what I'm saying. Actor is male.
Hey, but that's the thing. We both miss it, so I'm winning. Shut up. Your turn.
Oh man, I thought it was that's a trick question.
I might pull this bad boy out.
I don't write the questions. Uh-huh. I just repeat what they're
saying. It's a very good question.
You know, Dale's motto
I thought you got me when you said. Sidney Poitier. It's like, oh shit, that's probably
what
right.
What movie was that for, though? Sidney Poitier.
Mr. Tibbs. They call me Mr. Tibbs.
No.
Yes.
No.
They call me Mr.
I thought it was Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
That's right. Hey, you know, Dale's slogan is my couch pulls out, but I don't.
What?
Couch pulled out, but I don't.
He'll pull out couch.
I got
gotcha.
It.
I'm
laughing.
All right.
Okay, question number four for Jay. In 1967.
Wait, no. Yeah, that's right. Okay, sorry.
Oh, it is his? Okay.
It is mine.
I need the correct answer on this one.
Okay.
In 1967, the Supreme Court ruled a case in favor of the Loving family during the Loving versus Virginia trial. They ruled what?
In favor of desegregation?
Final answer?
Final answer.
No.
Loving. They ruled. Okay, it's not segregation. They ruled. What, 67?
67.
That's right. Desegregation was before that. Bah.
Farther, that's newer, so.
Jay was close.
What's that?
Jay was close.
Yeah, I figured.
Wasn't that to Selma? Wasn't that 67? March on Selma? No, Selma was Alabama, so that's not to do with Virginia.
Was it, I don't know, equal rights for college? I don't know.
Rights for college?
I don't know.
Interracial marriage.
Oh.
That marriage between the races were legal in this country for the first time since 1664, the year they were banned.
Damn.
Isn't that just incredible?
That is crazy.
That it took, what, all that time?
Wow.
Less than 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is crazy when you think about it.
It's crazy, but anyway, 1664. I mean, I'm sorry, 1967.
Is it my question?
Yes, Jay's question. Dell's question.
How many questions are left? Like, am I at risk of losing this right now? Where? How many?
Dell gets the last question.
Dell gets this one. You lose. Let me see what the answer is here.
Oh, so the worst
two
I can
more
do.
More questions.
Oh,
there's two more questions, right?
Yeah, I'm reading the question to see if it has to be correct answer or not.
Because usually we have like a closest two. That usually at least helps somebody.
All right, I'm gonna need the closest two.
Oh. Okay.
Now, yeah, you're happy.
I'll give you
I have
closest
to go first.
To the month and the year. So if you get this would be worth 2 points. If you get the month right,
and the year.
It's worth a point. If you get the year right, it's a point.
Okay.
So, although President Lincoln officially abolished slavery on January 1st, 1863, with
Maximus.
Take a drink. He's throwing one back right now.
Proclamation.
See? What a little alcohol do for you? All right.
Water. Many slaves in Texas still remained in bondage. This was partially due to the lack of Union troops who could enforce the new law. Once slaves were in form, a celebration known as June 10th Day began. What is the exact date of this celebration?
Wait, you said we could get months, so we definitely have half a point already.
We'll have to get rid of the month. So closest to the year. June 10th.
I want my point. What are you talking about? I'm going to go with June. It's just a wild guess
June
here.
June 10th day.
What?
June 10th.
So what?
So what was the year they celebrated this? So it was Lincoln was 1863.
Right.
But
okay.
Due to lack of troops. So
right,
let's start.
Okay, June 10th, 1865.
Final answer?
Sure.
Jay?
Well, about troops.
I think 1865 is not right because you didn't say
well,
that.
So the end of the Civil War, I want to say 66, 1866.
He's going to be closer.
What day, though?
It's June 10th.
Okay, you want the answer? Dill wins. June 19th, 1865.
Ah. June 19th, so I was only off by 9 days, and I got 2 right, which means you can't catch me, motherfucker.
The war ended in 1865.
I know it ended in 1865, but wouldn't that be kind of weird that it took that long for the – I don't know. You said it took a while for the troops to get there.
Well, you had
– Well, he said – I was going to say 1865, but you said 1865, and it was closest year, so I think it's a little bit of bullshit. That it was whatever. Dale should just won.
Because by June, July in Texas, it's hotter than a motherfucker.
We knew it was June. We just had to get the day right. So if you would have said June 11th.
They were like, crack open the book.
You said year. I thought the date was already, whatever.
I said party. It's party.
Dale gave the whole date. I said,
that's fine. Just let's give me my next question, then maybe it won't be a shutout. Come on.
Someone should get this right because I know this answer.
Name the man who was born a slave, but after slavery was over, went on to earn a master's degree at Iowa State and discovered 300 different uses for the peanut.
George Washington Carver.
George Washington Carver it is. He was also the first African-American student at Iowa State.
Well, there you go.
So Dell has 301 uses for a peanut, though.
That's right.
So what was the final score there?
2-1, Dell.
Jack?
That seemed to make Dell happy.
Oh, yeah, just like that. I see him flipping me off.
Well, that's our show for today. All right, guys.
Yes. I'm splooshing the mic, baby.
So we'll keep everybody posted on the last Married Man with Dale. Okay. Whenever we're gonna do that, it'll be the end of an era.
End of an era.
Or I've got the feeling Dale's gonna miss us and come back in like 6 months anyway. Who knows? But we'll see.
He didn't seem too excited by that.
He's gonna try and wait it out till there's enough money in it for him to come back. But
do you have another? Are you two timing us?
Are you going to another podcast? Is this what's happening?
Get a better offer?
No, I'm not doing. I'm not. I didn't thought about that till you just said something.
But here's my concern: is like, will people start calling Kimmy like the Yoko Ono of the podcast? I'm worried about this situation.
Wow!
Like, because I like Kimmy, I don't want this to happen to her. But I'm worried that the fans.
I'm the man. I make the decisions. Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Kick my ass. She'll kick my ass.
I mean, are you going to start a podcast with Kimmy now? Is that what's going to happen? I got like a picture of you both naked, holding each other on a bed.
That would be cool, but no.
Maybe
no
we can
plans.
Work something
no
out.
Plans in my immediate future for that.
All right.
Enjoying my days off with my girlfriend. So
there you go. Future wife.
Yeah, future wife, right?
Well, if you start
going on 4 years,
if you get married, can't you start podcasting again?
Yeah, because you won't want to spend time together anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you know, not as long as I have all my hair and everything. No.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna mess you.
But definitely send in your love and your favorite memories or whatever you want to talk about. For our final Married Man show with Warm Taffy.
So send in your love. I just started thinking of like real sticky envelope. No, thank you.
You've done that before, right?
Send in your topless pics to Dale, and then we will make sure that we don't show him the topless pics unless he decides to stick around on the show.
That's kind of blackmail, but I like that.
All right, smart guy.
But anyway, definitely call in at 510-69-TAFFY.
That's 510-69-TAFFY.
Also, you can send an email to marriedmanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll definitely have a good send-off party for one of the founding members of the Married Man Show. And it'll be a sad day, very sad day, but we'll have a good time and hopefully give Dale a lot of love and appreciation for all of his many, many years on the show, nearly 10 years of Married Man shows. There's been a few hiatuses in there, too, but overall, generally about 10 years. All right, guys, until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye. Ciao, Bella.
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci.